Hi there, and welcome to Tori Talks. My first podcast series about mental health during isolation was more on the basic side and just meant to give all of us a sense of togetherness during this time. In this podcast, I want to get down to some real science. Let's learn something cool together. I first learned about brain wavelengths about 18 months ago when researching brain capacity and memory stimulation. I find them so fascinating, and after I mentioned them in one of the previous podcasts, I got many people asking for more information. So I wanted to share with you the things that I've learned and have become fascinated with. Knowing what's physically happening in the brain also helps to take control during times of stress and anxiety. This knowledge changed my life and mindset, and I hope it does the exact same for you. Let's jump into the deep end with some simple neuroscience. Brain wavelengths are a fairly new discovery in the field of neuroscience. Disclaimer, I'm not an expert. I don't have a PhD in psychology or neuroscience, and all of my research has solely come from Google Scholar, scientific articles, and countless TED Talks and seminars. But I'm applying to PhD programs in psychology, so if I hadn't extremely vetted this information, I would not be sharing it publicly with you. If grad schools find this podcast and the information is wrong, well, I can just throw all my goals and dreams out the window. Still, I wanted to share this and to keep it simple so it's easy to comprehend. The brain is the most complex system in the universe. That we know of. I'll dive into that statement a little more on a theological and philosophical level in a later podcast. Regardless, it's made up of 100 billion neurons, and to explain it simply, the neuron's role in your brain is to sum up and transfer information. Brain waves are produced by synchronized electrical pulses from masses of neurons communicating with each other. Brainwave speed is measured in hertz, meaning cycles per second. There are 5 stages of brain wavelengths: delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. The slowest is delta, which is when the brain is firing at a frequency of between 0.5 to 4 hertz. I'll start by explaining the slowest first and ending with the fastest. Delta is present in deep, dreamless sleep. It's also possible to get this low during very deep meditation, but for many of us, it's only occurring during deep sleep. In this state, the unconscious mind is at work. This state provides deep healing for your body and a boost in your immune system. Growth hormones are also released during this stage, and that's why deep, restful sleep is so important to healing and overall health. The next stage is theta, which is when the brain is firing at a frequency of between 4 to 7.5 hertz. Your brain goes into this stage during relaxation periods such as meditation, light sleep, and the REM dream state. This is where your subconscious mind comes awake. Your brain is still working by producing vivid visuals, inspiration, profound creativity, and great insight, but your conscious brain is not taking over. This is also known as the twilight state, and a deep sense of spiritual connection and oneness with the universe can be found here. The middle stage is alpha. This is when the brain is firing at a frequency of 7.5 to 12 hertz. In this state, you experience deep relaxation and daydreaming. Alpha heightens your imagination, visualization, memory, learning, and concentration. Your brain is in this stage while you're watching TV, playing, or doing anything else you find relaxing. Doing those things you say take your mind off something is actually just slowing down your brain wavelengths to get to an alpha state. You can even be here when you're washing the dishes or cleaning. The next stage is beta. And this is our normal waking consciousness, and most of us spend the majority of our days here. In this state, your brain wavelengths are at a frequency of 12 to 30 hertz, and you experience a heightened state of alertness, logic, and critical thinking. However, heightened beta levels are associated with stress, anxiety, and restlessness. We need to jump into beta for quick problem solving and arousal to stimuli, but it takes a lot of energy and it's not an efficient way to run the brain. When it feels like our brains are in hyperdrive and working 100 miles a minute, well, they literally are. Finally, the fastest and newest brain wavelength discovered is gamma. In this state, the brain's frequency is between 30 and 100 hertz. Gamma is also above the frequency of neuronal firing, so how it's generated remains a mystery. We don't often go to gamma, but it's associated with bursts of insight and high-level information processing. But this wavelength still remains a mystery to researchers. It was only discovered recently. To get to this state, the brain has to be extremely quiet. It's speculated that gamma rhythms modulate perception and consciousness, and that a greater presence of gamma relates to expanded consciousness and spiritual emergence. So what is the optimal state for our brain to be in? It's something called the alpha-theta border, when the frequency is between 7 and 8 hertz. This is the optimal range for visualization, mind programming, and using the creative power of your mind. At this frequency of mind control, you are conscious of your surroundings, but your body is in deep relaxation. This is your gateway to the subconscious. How do we get to this state? You know how many of your best ideas come to you when you're about to fall asleep or you're in the shower? Your mind is in the alpha-theta border. The same way you can slow down your heart rate to go for a free dive, the same way you can slow down your brain to remember better, process information faster, and calm your anxieties. Here are a few ways you can slip into the alpha-theta border. You can sit in a hammock and just stare off into space. Don't read or talk or be on your phone. Just sit and look out to the world and ponder. You can do the dishes and only focus on the water and soap running onto your hands and the dishes you're washing. You can remain in that sleepy in-between sleeping and waking up state in the morning for a few extra minutes. You can bake something and focus on your body movements as you knead the dough. Don't think about what you have to do later in the day or work, but let your mind wander wherever it's curious. And finally, try meditation, mindfulness, or prayer. Those are specifically designed to slow down your brain and get you into a more relaxed state. Obviously, there is a whole laundry list of things you can do that fit into your everyday routine to slow down your brain from its usual beta state. You can be in full control of your brain and make it work for you. I hope this information helps or fascinates you in the same way it did for me. So friends, stay home, stay healthy, and stay safe. Keep an ear out for the next podcast.